Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back in Vegas. MGM Grand, courtesy of our friends at Showtime Pay-Per-View. So tomorrow night, Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner on Pay-Per-View. You can watch it then. And I am sitting across, and instead of just staring at Crowder, who's a Dolphins legend.
Okay.
Gators legend.
There you go. I like
Gators
that.
Gators legend. But I am staring at a radio legend right now, Scotty Farrell.
Come on.
That's true, man. In South Florida, Scotty Farrell is a radio legend.
Maybe.
Legend could span the spectrum of
good
to bad.
How about troublemaker legend?
Legendary troublemaker.
I got you some nice trouble down there, son.
It's like sitting next to Zach Thomas to me, man. With Zach Thomas as a linebacker, as a radio guy,
listen,
man.
You're a badass. All I know is, listen, let's face facts. When I got in trouble down there, that was really some quality stuff. I mean, the stuff that I said that got me fired was the stuff of legend.
That is.
I take none of it back. I thought it was a fantastic rant, and I thought it was funny, and I still don't think that anyone actually knew what I was saying. None of them knew what I meant.
Well, for those that have been listening to WQAM.
Unless they drank and did drugs, then they knew.
For those that have been listening to WQAM and South Florida Sports Radio forever, Scotty Farrell is a legendary figure, and you hear him every night on WQAM. He's on the CBS Sports Radio Network.
What was great was when Sarner didn't know I was on the QAM.
And he sells the radio station?
He sells the radio station. He sells the other one, too, Waxy, and this one. And then he said, what are you doing these days? I'm like, well, I'm on QAM every night, Slick. You know, and I want to have a show down there again. I just told you guys, I want to come back and do a live show in Miami and like a reunion, Farrellavidian reunion. We used to have the left field corner bleachers at the Marlins games, and they would let 500 drunks in and losers and homeless people to go to the game with me. And then I knew all the beer vendors because, you know, like I think I smoked pot with them, and they would give us free beer. And we would have these parties out in left field. There'd be no one at the stadium ever, like 2,000 people, but there'd be 500 drunks in the corner. And then what was even better was they won the World Series. We rode it all the way to Game 6 against the Yankees. It was the greatest thing ever. I remember doing the entire series, three games, with the CEO of Popeye's Chicken in his luxury booth at the games. I took 34C, my hot wife, to the game. She had no interest in sports, zero. And I was like, listen, free chicken. We're going to be partying. We're going to the World Series. We're going to watch the Yankees. And then they won it all. I got to tell you, it was better than sex watching them beat the Yankees for me. When they beat them in New York in Game 6, I mean, it was like one of the greatest moments of my life. I remember going to the party at Miccosukee afterwards. They had like a golf tournament. They had a party, and I got pictures of me with the World Series trophy over my head. The only thing that would have made it better is if I was naked with that trophy, but I did party with the Marlins.
Scotty Farrell, first text that comes in says, shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
No, I want to have a show. I want to do a show in Miami one night, do the show live, 10 to 2 at a cool bar, and then see all of my friends and fans down in South Florida. I lived in Boca. I've had a place there for 45 years, and then unfortunately sold it. And for whatever reason, it was a conspiracy. I'm very mad at my father. We're enemies about it because I would have never, ever left South Florida. You have no idea. Like, I'm the biggest Cane fan in the world. Screw your Gators. And I love the Canes, and I always loved living there. And I thought the gig I had at QAM, the 8 to 10, was the greatest gig ever. Like, I had a lot of fun. The only gig that was better than that, see, because I used to get off the air and go lay at the pool all day. And just, I love that lifestyle down there. And then I've been going there my whole life. The only gig better than that gig was Howard Stern. Working there for 7 years was better. But QAM, to me, top shelf, top three jobs in my career at QAM because of how much I love Miami.
Somebody texts in, did he find his cat? No, that's Renshaw, folks. Yeah. That's Renshaw.
Renshaw.
I saw Renshaw the other day at a Maryland game, and he actually looked great. He looked fantastic, and he looked healthy, and he looked normal and alive and well. And I got to tell you, the two of us together, let's just, how should I put it? We did a lot of drugs. Let's just, are we on the air? Are we live? We did a lot. Let me just say, there was nothing but drugs involved. That's all I know.
That's so great.
That's all I know.
People love it. Now, I can talk.
I don't regret any of it.
I love talking radio more than anything. But, you know, where you talk about what you're doing and the dream gig that you had.
Right.
People love hearing your voice on the QAM airwaves. You can every night, by the way, yep. 10 p.m. But you talk about the Marlins and beating the Yankees in the World Series. Who's the next South Florida team that's going to hoist a championship trophy?
God, that's a great question.
Because no one's close.
Yeah, they're not close. You know, that's just a great question. I just don't see the Marlins or, frankly, the Dolphins. I would say, and I don't even think the Canes can do it. I would probably, if I were to guess, I would say it'd be the Heat. Because I think that Pat and Eric know what they're doing. They've done it. They've accomplished it. They've had their championships and they've had their moments. You can't tell me that those two don't know how to get back there and make it happen. It's about quality of players. They got to have the substance to make it happen. You have to have ballers. You can't have – now, listen, I love the big kid, Whiteside, but he's a pain in the ass. He's always crying and complaining. I don't need some dude that just doesn't want to be there. He's not happy. He's miserable all the time. He's, like, complaining. I need some dude that – like, you know, when Shaq was there even and he was, you know, balling. And he just got the rock and just threw it down. Now, that guy's so big, he should be swatting shots, throwing it down, lobbing and dunking, and shut up. Just play ball. You're a great player. What's your problem? How can you not like Miami? Shut up, dude. Even the uniforms are badass. Just play ball. Quit being a diva little bee. Everybody wants to see, you know, if you had a big like that that finished and didn't cry all the time, and you heard me, he is painful. I mean, hasn't he said like 10 times he wants to leave and everything else? I mean, calm down, bro. Have a sandwich. But if they got the right players, I think those two, I mean, Pat Riley's a genius, and I think, you know, Spoelstra's done a hell of a job. I would probably say them. If they could actually get it done again, to me, that would happen.
And what about the Canes? Crazy last, I say year, but last 3-4 months with Manny, with Rick retiring, Manny Diaz taking over. Well, what's your Canes?
That was a real bad blackout night of drinking. I mean, that was a disaster. No one remembers anything. The guy, they bent over so bad against Wisconsin. The guy basically quit. I mean, he just said, I can't do this. I don't know why he did it, but I have a feeling it had something to do with that. Like, he just didn't need the stress. I don't know what it was. You guys know more than me. All I know is I thought it was fairly weak. I thought he did he was doing a really good job, and I thought, you know, he loves the Canes. It's in his blood. But, I thought he piked out at the end, to be honest with you. I thought it was a really, really bad way.
I thought it was stand-up. I thought it was a stand-up thing to do because he could have held the university hostage for his money.
Oh, fair enough.
I think after that Pinstripe Bowl, I think he said, whoa, we are so far away, I'm not the guy.
I think you're right. I also still think it was a little, you know, dripping a little. It was a little weak.
We had the athletic director on the next week, and I said to him, do you feel let down at all by Mark Richt? Do you feel like you were betrayed at all?
No.
He said no. That.
Well, he was lying. So here's the deal. I like Manny a lot. Now, I think Manny's a great coach. I don't know how he's going to do at the highest level running the Cane program. I think there's going to be stress. He has no idea because I think he knew how to run the defense. He was great. The players love him. He balls out. But now he's got to deal with corporate stress, boosters, alumni, money, power, greed, people nibbling at his ankles. Everybody wants a piece of you when you're the head coach and they're pulling you in all kinds of directions. The problem they had, which I think they've rectified a little bit, is I think their quarterbacks both were terrible. I mean, just flat out terrible. If Perry, no offense to the kid, he's probably the greatest kid in the world. I love him as a kid. God bless him. I wish nothing but the best for him. But if he's anywhere near the center's ass on game day, I am running. I am running to my car, and I'm going to stick a 9 o'clock in my mouth because he's a terrible quarterback. That's all there is to it. And the other one, he got worse in time. You know what he was like? He was like a hot chick you start dating, and then 4 years later, she's fat and ugly, and I want nothing to do with you because your game sucks too. I mean, he went from smoking hot to Suckville overnight. Every time he threw the ball, I mean, what a disaster. They need a quarterback that can make them relevant again. This is the greatest quarterback university in the history of college football. I got to tell you, I bought a $200,000 condo off gambling winnings, betting on the Canes in the 80s and 90s. They never lost, and it was because they had great quarterbacks. The greatest quarterbacks that ever lived. Jim Kelly, I literally think, in my view, he is actually God, because that guy should be dead five times over, and he's still alive, and he's battled cancer, and he was such a tough SOB quarterback, just the toughest guy ever, and it all started at Miami. The guy became a legend, Hall of Famer, and the fact that he's fought cancer and what he's done, guys like him, Bernie, all of them, you name it, going down the line, the list, and then lately, in the last 10 years, it's been atrocious, and that's why they suck. And hopefully, it drives me nuts.
Hopefully Tate Martell from that transfer portal, maybe he'll be the answer.
I love the
season.
Fact that he got a lawyer. I love this kid already. He got a lawyer to get him eligible. That's when you know you're smart, is when you hire some, you know, some evil lawyer. I was going to use a really bad word right there. An evil lawyer to get you eligible. I hope the kid can play, because I hear I've never seen him play except once. He came in a Rutgers game and lit them up like a Christmas tree. Played great, running the ball, throwing the ball. He's obviously some stud, high-level recruit that, you know, was good enough to play at Ohio State. So I think that he could be good enough for the Canes, only if he plays.
Scotty Farrell, we're out of time.
I got to ask him, man, because I listen a lot at night. You're on our station. What's the genesis of your rapping lead-ins out of breaks? Like, I don't even know where that came from.
All the craziness?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea. So it's weird because I do it, and one day I told the guys, I'm sick of doing this. I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to come on the air and just start talking to, like, you can't. You got to do it. You can't, you know, stop doing the, you know, people dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up. All my friends that come around, fat a party, have rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. I get a lot of that stuff from the Rolling Stones and music and I guess my crazy life and all the other stuff that I do, you know. The bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, had a bad day, bad lie, bad do, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. The fact that I can remember that stupid stuff, but I started the show the other night and couldn't remember my sponsors. I didn't have the paperwork with me, and I'm like, we're being brought to you by, I have no Pharrellan idea who's sponsoring the show. So I'm a loser, but I can remember all my rhymes.
That's
shake
cool,
head. I love you guys, crowd. You're the man. Ha, God, I always love when you're on my show.
This dude, I have to
you
tell
you.
You
got to come on the show one night. I can't believe you haven't done my show yet, crowd.
Calm down, man.
I mean, it's because of that Gator BS. See what happens? These traitor, backstabber Gator fans, they refuse to hang with the cool set, Pharrell. But we're going to get Crow on there one of these nights.
I mean, this dude
on 10
goes
times.
From QAM to Howard 101 to CBS Sports Radio. Dude walks into the CBS building.
And I'm back on QAM. I've even done it down there with my boy, Manny. Don't call me Mother Pharrell and Chang. That's my guy down at 560.
Manny Chang just got a shout-out.
I used to do the show in that studio. And then I would leave. I go, yeah, I'm going home now. But first I'm going to go across the street to the strip club and see if I can make it rain a little bit. Let's have a show down in Miami. Hey, QAM management, let's make it happen. Don't be soft. One night only, Pharrell Live back in Miami. Let's
do it.
There you
go. We're going to get Sarner on it.
I love
Scott
you guys.
Pharrell.
Enjoy the fight.
Enjoy the fight.
I'll see you guys at the fight. It's great to see you guys. I love QAM. I love Miami.
There he is. That is a mic drop moment. Scott Pharrell. Love that dude. And based on the text, so do all the listeners, man. That guy. And he keeps that energy for 4 hours every night.
I listen to him all the time,
It's a mashup of sports and music. It's got that, you know, headbanger attitude, man. Scott Pharrell is a genuine radio legend.
The information he retains, though.
In South Florida.
Once you get over the delivery, if you just listen to all the stuff he knows and retains, it's amazing, bro.
These
I love
text coming in, man. Please have mom more often. Pharrell got my ass rolling. Does this guy eat cartons of cigarettes? Pharrell should be a regular on the show. Man, Scotty is great. WQAM, bring him back. That's funny.
He's in modified shape now.
Oh, he and he's got to be over 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they said he's owned a condo 45 years, so I'm sure he wasn't
in
the womb.
Somebody texts in, he won a condo off betting, if you spell betting, C-O-C-A-I-N-E. Hey, that's unfair.
What you speak of?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.